This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Tom Ackerman.
What a display of energy and effort for SLU. The St. Louis Pelicans winning 11 of their last 12 games to take home the WNIT championship.
What a scene. CBS Sports Network with the call. And joining us on the line is the athletic director at St. Louis University. What a day for him and his university. That's Chris May. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you doing?
Doing great. I wrapped up the evening in your building, as you did as well, to see the Zach Brown Band play and Adam Wainwright on a day when the women weren't allowed to play in there because there was a concert. They play at SAUE. They win. Then they get honored at the concert. They got announced there. It was a special day for everybody. What a victory. What a performance. 69-50, Chris.
Yeah, it was what a great run for, you know, Rebecca and the team and in their postseason. They've just got something about postseason. But yesterday, when you go in and you take it to a Big Ten team like we did yesterday, couldn't have been more proud. Couldn't have been more proud of Kyla McMakin in her final college game, and she did such a great job as a Billiken. Peyton Kennedy, the most outstanding player of the tournament, was just an absolute machine. And really, the energy in Julie Martinez, I mean, unbelievable. 10 boards off the bench. So it was great to see our women 2 years in a row cut nets down. That was that's pretty great for our program, and it's just another step in the development.
You know, I've been around that team a lot, as you know, and some of those players were brought over by Rebecca from Longwood. Some of those players did not play for Rebecca, but they bought in. They gelled as a team, and that is a tribute to the coach, isn't it?
It for sure is. And Rebecca and I spoke. I think we think they played their best defensive game of the year yesterday against a big, strong, physical Minnesota team. And she has a way, the way she teaches the game, the way she brings them together, really with the goal of playing their best basketball at the end of the season. I think it really showed in this WNIT. They were close. We had Markevia got hurt in the A-10 tournament when we got beat. And so they clearly continue to get better and better. But to see the joy in those kids' faces and the accomplishment that they earned yesterday, it was a really great day for our women's program. And then saw them in the arena last night as the crowd acknowledged the championship before the concert last night. It was just a great day for our women's team.
It was very, very special, without a doubt. How did you find Rebecca Tillett?
Well, you know, we went into the market, and how I got her name, I got her name from Gino. Gino Auriemma. I talked to Gino. I talked to Don Staley. I talked to some of the great ones in women's basketball. And he came to me and said, "Hey, there's somebody at Longwood that you really need to talk to." And, you know, from the minute we spoke, it was real clear that our values and our vision for women's basketball were very similar. And I think, you know, her first 2 years, you know, the results show for themselves. But I think the best is clearly yet to come. I think she's building an amazing foundation with our team, with our program, how we want to play. And the future is very, very bright for our women's basketball team.
Chris May is with us, athletic director at St. Louis University, who has also landed a new men's basketball coach. Josh Schertz, officially named yesterday, led Indiana State to a 32-win season, their best year since 1979 when Larry Bird was shooting buckets in Terre Haute. And this team is dynamic, and now their coach comes over and perhaps some of the players. But first I want to get to the coach and tell us how this journey and this search took place.
Well, it was quite a journey, I'll tell you that. But, what was really great about it, and anytime you go through a change, it's not easy. There are people you worked with that you care for that are really good people that we just couldn't get to where we needed to get to. So we go into the search, and we had a short list of people, right away. And, Josh was at the top of a short list. But what was fascinating about the journey was we heard from many really high level people in college basketball. And when you go in, when you start calling and making calls and you start talking to people in the game and you start talking to people in the game about Josh, it became very evident that what he brought to the table, we felt was a really great mix for what we were looking for. We were first and foremost looking for someone with a lifetime. I had an old AD coach tell me one time, it's all about lifetime batting percentage and lifetime win percentage. And Josh is just one.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Percentage right now is like 789. He did such a great job at Lincoln Memorial, such a great job at Indiana State. So, he took two programs that weren't in a great space and turned Indiana State fast and won a lot of games. You look at Josh, this is his sixth time winning 30 games in a season. So looking for people who have had high levels of winning. Then you look at what are their efficiencies? I study offensive and defensive efficiencies a lot, and it's an area that we need to get better at. And his numbers just jump off the paper. I mean, it's off the charts how efficient his teams play. And then you look at how connected they are with their team. You look at how connected they are with the young people that they work with. And I think when you saw Josh with the season they had this year and the connection he had with his student athletes was something truly special. And then you just start talking to guys who may have called their games and, on TV, you start talking to people who've been in their press conferences, you start talking to people in the community and everybody to a person, you start talking to athletic directors in the league, you start talking to commissioner, you talk to a lot of people and everybody says, this guy is a flat out winner. And if he were at SLU, he could ignite that place. And so, you go on and on. You talk to national. Then you take a step to the national people. Whether it's Jay Billis or you talk to Brad Stevens or Dusty May and all these people, and they all talk about the high level of work and the focus on the commitment to excellence that Josh has, and it just started to fit. And so, We targeted real narrowly at a guy we thought we could be great here. The more I've talked and worked with Josh, you know from the start his value. He's a value-driven leader, similar to our program and what we believe. He builds trust real fast. He's committed to excellence. But his real connectivity with his team, with the community, is, I think, unbelievably exceptional, and I think he's going to do great things here at St. Louis. So we are so proud to have Josh coming to be our head coach. I'm going to meet him in the office this afternoon. We got the big press conference open to the public in Chaffetz Arena tomorrow at 10. But this is a great moment for our program, and we couldn't be more proud to be welcoming Josh and Natalia's wife and the boys to come join the Billiken community. And, just last night at the concert, I can't tell you how many people, came up and congratulated, and we're so fired up for both our women's team and for Josh Schertz coming to be our men's coach. So it was it's a great time for us.
I'll know that he's going to say this tomorrow and answer this question tomorrow, but my question is, what attracted him to SLU? I mean, I think it says a lot about St. Louis University that he chose you.
Well, he'll answer that better, but we believe, and on the release, he said some things that a couple things I think really are really important. We've got unbelievable alignment in supporting men's basketball. We've been able to put the assets together to really compete at a high level. You walk into the O'Loughlin Family Champion Center, it sends a message, and I can't wait to welcome his family into it today. He's seen all the videos, I think he'll tell you he believes we can be an absolute elite men's basketball program here in St. Louis. That's our vision. Our vision is to win A-10 championships and make runs in the NCAA tournament with the ultimate prize of getting to a Final Four and winning the big one. And so I think he believes that we can do it there. We believe we can do it with him. We think he's the right leader to take us to that step. And we couldn't be more proud. I couldn't be more proud to be welcoming he and his family here today.
I know my first question that I asked in the open about players, or what I suggested about players, is still in development, is it not? I mean, if you would be able to see if some of his players could join, would that still an unknown?
Well, Tom, in today's world of, who knows? Those are deep relationships that are built, and, Josh is so appreciative and appreciative of what Indiana State, the opportunity it gave him and what he was able to do. But at the end of the day, young people often play for coaches. And so, we'll see how that develops in today's world of the portal. Young people can transfer and play, as long as they're moving along academically towards a degree, they can play, they can move, and it's just a new environment in college basketball. But it's also an environment that Josh and I have talked about a lot, in how to manage the portal and what it's going to take. And we feel really great about where we are and what the prospects look like in building a championship team for the Billikens real fast.
What a day. What a day. Saturday, they're finally able to officially announce Josh Schertz, and the women win the WNIT championship. I'll tell you what, Chris, very, very few teams get to end a year cutting nets down. I mean, you can count them on one hand. So it's pretty impressive.
No question. And it's just one of those great moments where it's a part of building a program. And when Rebecca and I spoke right away, they were at the A-10 tournament. We spoke about, what do we think about the WNIT? And we're like, yeah, let's roll the sleeves up and go. And the kids were fired up to play, and they're fired up to keep getting better. They go beat two Big Ten teams. That's a big, big step for our program. It's as Rebecca spoke yesterday, the end goal is to be in the NCAA tournament and make runs with the women as well. But this is a step in that maturation and growth that we feel really great about.
Thank you very much for doing this. We'll see you on the Chaffetz Arena floor tomorrow morning.
You got it, Tom. Thank you. And hopefully all Billiken Nation will come join us. It's going to be a great day.
I'm sure they will. That's Chris May, the athletic director at St. Louis University. I also noticed that I received an email from SLU yesterday asking me if I wanted to buy season tickets. So they are already pumping that marketing arm of the university's athletics department, as well they should. That's going to be a fun atmosphere. I'd probably jump on that now if you can. 10:46, quick break. Back with more sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX, sponsored by Graybar.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.